Praise God. I want to welcome everybody this evening that's come here to Times Square Church in New York City to pray, and those that are joining with us online from around the world. God bless you. It's so wonderful to be here with. There will soon be about 1,800 people here as people are filtering in from work in and around the city. And people have been fasting. We fast and pray every Tuesday that God do the miraculous for those that are putting their trust in Him. There are so many people that are receiving answers to prayer. It's just absolutely phenomenal. If you have a chance to go on the website, www.pray, I'm speaking now to those that are in the church because the others, you're already on the website, so you know what I'm talking about. But www.pray.org, and you go on the website, and you'll see there's 280 answers to prayer right now that people have emailed or texted in. And the very things that we're praying for, God is answering. Last week, we took a moment and we prayed for those who need employment. And you'd be amazed the number of answers coming in of people who have found jobs the next day after praying for so long, looking for employment. Let me just read to you some of them. This is from Pennsylvania. On the 6th of March, my prayer request was answered. Mike is off life support, out of ICU, and in recovery. Thank God, TSC NYC. A miracle. My grandmother's hemorrhaging was due to ulcers. It was caught on time Sunday and treated along with dehydration. Glory to God. That's from Harlem here, New York City. And this is from Minnesota. Thank you all so much for this Tuesday night prayer wall. Please continue to pray for the Lord to have His way in me and in my heart. Again, Austin, Texas. The Lord has answered. Some amazing things are happening, and I'm so grateful for the Lord's mercy and for Times Square Church. There's one from Eatontown, New Jersey. I requested prayer for Camille, a friend I'm assuming, and for an opening to share the gospel and the love of Jesus. In less than 24 hours, she asked to be led in prayer to Jesus. I asked for prayers, this is New York, for a friend's frustrating job situation. He couldn't get a project. I found out today that he just got a new one. Again, in Harbor City, New Jersey, we prayed on Tuesday for a pastor in Cambodia suffering with typhoid fever. His wife reports, praise the Lord, he's getting better. Recent request for work with a two-week deadline done as of today. That's Panama City, Florida. I asked God for a second job to help support my family. He answered my prayers by doubling my hours at my full-time job. Praise God. I'd be more than happy to do that for anybody who works here at Times Square Church. I thank God for my wife's successful surgery. I pray that God will protect our family and our marriage. Praise the Lord. I found this church. It's full of love and joy from the Lord Jesus Christ. I have peace of mind. God bless you. It's from Toronto, Canada. Richmond Hill, I submitted a prayer request. I asked for help with a person's anxiety and employment, and she just found a part-time job. Thank you, God. Taiwan, God has opened many doors in these last 9 days. Many prayers prayed over years are being answered right now, exclamation point. Amazing God, exclamation point, never give up, exclamation point. Thank you from Taiwan tonight. This is from somebody in Leeds in the United Kingdom. A job confirmation to start next week after 6 months. Thank you, saints, for all your prayers. God is truly in this sanctuary. Thank God for Times Square Church. I recently requested prayers for my daughter who was going to criminal court for doing something foolishly. We went and all charges were dropped. Thank you, Lord. Florida, again, I had been looking for a healthy way to spend idle hours and more effective prayer, and I found this site. God bless you from Florida. Thank you, Lord. Atlanta, Georgia, the Lord has provided a job with an increase in pay to meet the needs of my family. And there's something here about what the job is, but I have no idea what it is, or I can't really even read it. I thank God for saving me from potential depression when I received the news of irregular cells and was tested for cancer. Thank you for your prayers, and thank you, Jesus. We prayed for my daughter, who is 4 years old, to stop a virus of diarrhea that she's had for 2 weeks, and now she is normal. Jesus bless you. Thank God for that. I had major surgery February 21st. Today, my doctor gave me a good report from the lab. I believe the report of the Lord. Praise God. It goes on and on and on. When you begin to read them, you'll find that your faith is beginning to be stirred. You'll see that God has been answering practical needs and miraculous needs. And in either way, you look at this scripture and you're going to see that God's been answering and He will continue to answer. Now, in the book of Revelation, the last book of the New Testament in the Bible, the Lord Jesus talks throughout this book of days coming upon the earth of difficulty and trial and hardship. And for many people, those days are already here. But historically speaking, those days are still yet to come in an ever-increasing measure. But the absolute culmination of all of this is a time coming of unspeakable joy when Jesus Christ comes and reveals His victory, reveals what He has done, and brings us into the fullness of the redemption that He bought for us on a cross 2,000 years ago. And we're coming close to that moment when we are going to be gathered together with Him and the saints of all time, and we shall, the Scripture says, forever be with the Lord. I believe that this world is preparing for its final onslaught against the Lordship of Jesus Christ. But there's also going to be a people throughout the world that are going to begin to gather. They're going to begin to pray as we are tonight. We're going to begin to speak with one another and encourage one another. And there will be a cry in our hearts. And right near the end of the Bible, in the last book and right among the last several verses, there's this verse that says, "And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that hears say, come. And let him that is thirsty, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." Whoever is thirsty, whoever wants freedom, whoever is willing to walk with God, whoever wants an eternal kingdom that cannot be taken away from you and wants a taste of that life here on this side of eternity, whoever wants to know what it's like to be free from the penalty and the power of having lived in a wrong way before a holy God, who's ever willing to stop playing religious games with God and wants a serious walk with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Whoever wants to can come. And in the last days, I see in this passage of Scripture, there's a cry that is in the heart of God, as when Jesus stood at the wedding feast and said, "If anyone is still thirsty, let him come to me and drink." There's a cry in the heart of God for people everywhere, especially His church, to come to Him. "Come to me." He cried it out through the prophet Isaiah. "Though you have no money, though you can't buy it, though you can't achieve it with human effort, though you've not really been successful in some areas of your life, don't worry about that. Come. Just come as you are. Come if you're thirsty. Come if you want freedom. Come if you want a taste of what heaven is going to be like in the forever for those who trust and those who want this life that I offer. Come and I'll give it to you freely." It's a cry that originates in the heart of God. He's calling you and me to Himself now. But as we begin to hear that cry that emanates from His heart, it's a cry that also comes into my heart and your heart. And even the hearts of those who don't fully understand Him, but they're just thirsty. We've got so many prayer requests coming in now of people addicted to pornography and drugs and violence and anger and depression and thoughts of suicide and a sense of hopelessness. But I hear something. I hear a cry in these prayer requests. People are saying, I'm coming to God. I don't know how to get there, but I'm coming just as I am. You're going to find, just as in the story of a son that walked far away from his father that Jesus told, as you just simply get up and start moving towards God, you're going to find God is not reluctant to receive you. You're going to find Him actually running towards you. You're going to find Him embracing you and covering you and giving you strength and inviting you to walk with Him on a journey through this world until He takes you into His home for eternity. You're going to find meaning and freedom and purpose for life. Don't draw back. Don't settle for second or third best. You believe God tonight. Jesus Christ didn't die for you to leave you in captivity. He didn't go to all that pain and trial and hardship so that you can just be a whimper in the dust. He called you to be a victorious son or daughter of His. He will give you life. If you want life, He'll give you life. And so don't be ashamed to cry out tonight. We try to get to God through the prettiness of our prayers sometimes. Or we think we can reach Him just by getting the right intonation of voice or the right emotion of heart. When He says, no, just cry out to me. Look through the Scriptures, my friend. And all of the religious were trying to corral Jesus into their agenda of what they thought He should be doing. But who was it that really got the miracle? It was always the blind person on the side of the road. It was always the lame man who couldn't get to Him in his own strength. It was somebody who just started to cry out and say, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. God, I want to see. I want to walk. I want to be free. I want to be able to love my family. I want to be able to have hope for tomorrow. I want to be able to have something to give to other people. I don't want to live a selfish life. I'm seeing many, many men in particular that are sending in prayer requests along these lines. I don't want to be selfish anymore. I want to be a good father. I want to be a good husband. I want to be a good grandfather. I want to have something to offer my community. Well, tonight, you and I are not called to come in our strength. We come in our weakness. We don't come into God having done it all right. Usually those who get the miracle know they've done it all wrong. And we just simply cry out and say, Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me. And don't be ashamed to do that tonight. No matter where you are or what your circumstance or what your apartment looks like. And for those that are in online tonight who are in prison, don't be ashamed to cry out to God. Jesus, set me free. Set me free from everything in my heart that has brought me into the place that I am now. And when you and I are willing to do that, you watch the power of God come to you. We're not interested in empty prayers, and neither is God. I believe He wants to answer prayer in a profound and a powerful way. I thank the Lord for it with all my heart. Now I'm going to ask the people here at Times Square Church and the people online to do something this evening. We've not done this before, but the Holy Spirit put on my heart to do tonight. I want us to stand together and grab the hand of the person beside you. And if you're in an aisle, just reach across the aisle. And I want to sing that song. Greg and Ivory will lead us in it tonight. We exalt You, O Lord. It's a worship song, which means that We choose before we even pray to lift You up. We choose to declare You to be truthful. We choose to say You are the answer to our need. You are the freedom that we've sought for. You're the healing that we need. You are the provider in our lack. You are the Son of God. You deserve that we should open our hearts and give You the rest of our lives. We exalt You. We exalt You. We honor You that in our mess, You are willing to come down and change us and mold us and love us and cover us. We exalt You. You are a wonderful Savior. You're not an angry God. You're a kind and a gentle Savior. You are good, the Scripture says, and Your mercy endures forever. We exalt You. We exalt You. It's an essence that has to be in our heart before we even pray. Those that are at home that are listening, do this now with us. Stand up wherever you are. Take the hand of the person beside you. And if you have nobody there, reach out by faith and take our hand tonight. You're not alone. We're with you. But let's exalt the Lord together all over the world. We know people are with us from 99 countries. So let's exalt the name of Jesus together. Let's sing a song that is being sung throughout the world tonight. We exalt You, Lord Jesus Christ. We exalt You. Sing it from the very depths of your heart tonight. Lord Jesus Christ, we believe with all of our heart tonight that You are everything and all that we will ever need. We believe that in You is life and life more abundantly. We believe that You defeated the power of death and hell and the dominion of sin, and You gave us life and You gave us freedom. We believe that in you there's healing of every kind that will ever be needed. We believe that you hate our enemies more than we do, and you are able to take down that which would destroy our marriages and our homes and our families and our sons and our daughters. We believe that as we pray, the hand of God begins to reach out and move and do things that are impossible to men but are possible with God. We believe this with all of our heart tonight. And we believe it for the glory of the name of Jesus and for the honor of his name. And Father, we thank you for this tonight in Jesus' name. Praise God. We have a lot of prayer requests coming in this evening already for healing. And I'll read to you a few that I've just come to my attention. Please, in Alabama, please pray for an off-duty police officer who was hit by a car. He's in ICU and needs divine healing. Remember his family also. Hudson County, New Jersey. Pray to God to completely deliver me from all fear, anxiety, panic, and worry. Pray that I will receive and walk in the freedom that God has given me. New York City, healing for a four-year-old named Sophia who has a disease and has been in hospital since birth. Her body just refused a life-needed bone marrow transplant. We're going to believe God for this child this evening. Arizona, pray for my son, Stephen. He's having seizures and needs healing. New York, again, please pray so that Jesus can save the soul and heal Jenna from a rare form of pregnancy-related cancer. Pennsylvania, I was diagnosed with an abdominal aneurysm. Please pray that I don't have a stroke, it doesn't burst, and that God heals me supernaturally. One of our elders here in this church, his name is Walter Bargman. He's one of the spiritual leaders at Times Square Church. I'm going to ask Brother Walter to come. And if you would be kind enough to join with three or four people around you. Now, if you're not comfortable with that, you're under no obligation to do that. But if you feel you can, just join with a few people around you. And we're going to pray together and lift your voice tonight. We're going to believe God for these healings and many, many others. We have 9,458 prayer requests from 99 countries as of tonight, and many are for healing. Brother Walter, come lead us in prayer, and you lift your voice as Brother Walter leads us in prayer tonight.
Praise your holy name, Lord God. My God, my God, it's so good to come into your presence together. Thank you, Father, that we can come in agreement in prayer right now as we lift up others. Father, as our pastor said, consider the needs of others greater than our own. That's what the Word of God tells us. And Father, we are so grateful for your Word because your Word is truth. And your Word says that if we pray anything according to the Word of God, we have the answer. Father, your Word says it in Psalm 100. And three, we are to forget none of your benefits. You will heal all our sicknesses and all our diseases. And Father, we believe it because it's your word. Father, you wish that we prosper and be of good health, just as our soul prospers. And Father, we know that prospering there is to be getting drawn closer to you in each day of our lives, Lord God, into an intimate relationship with you, to hear your voice, to know your heart, and know that we can lift up others in prayer, Father, believing that you're going to hear the cry from our hearts. Father, I just think about this four-year-old that's been in the hospital all these years, and nothing seems to be doing any good. But Father, we know prayer is going to do a lot of good in her life right now. And we lift her up before the throne of God, and we pray, Father, for the miraculous to take place, that your healing touch would touch her like all throughout that body, Father, and that she would be made whole, healthy, and healed. Lord, we believe it because it's your word, Father, and we're sending it forth to this young one. But Father, for all the other prayer requests too for healing, Father, we just want to lift them all up before the throne of God here tonight. Many are crying out for healing, Father. And Father, we know that you're going to touch these lives and bring a bring glory and honor and praise to your name here tonight, Father. And we know the answers are coming, Father, so we give you the thanks already. Father, we thank you for this gathering of brothers and sisters here tonight. Thank you, Father, that you're going to show yourself strong amongst us. Thank you for all the wonderful prayers that have come back already, Father. And Father, as we pray, Father, we do pray believing. And we know that you hear the cry from our hearts. And Lord, we know that you are going to get the glory, you and you alone. So Father, thank you. Thank you for hearing the cry from our hearts here tonight. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, in your precious name. We know that you are the healer we trust in. You are the one that we trust in, Lord Jesus. And we know that you're going to receive the glory for it. In Jesus' wonderful name, Father, we thank you. Amen. Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God.
Also this evening, we have a lot of prayer requests coming in for families. And there's no doubt the family is under a grave attack worldwide now. And we're not going to let that go on any longer. We're going to pray. I believe that God answers prayer. I don't care how bad the situation looks or how much destruction has been brought into our homes. I happen to believe that when God's people humble themselves and pray and seek his face and are willing to turn from that which is wicked in the sight of God, that he will hear from heaven, forgive our sin, and he'll heal our land. I believe that. Please pray for a church in India. It's being attacked by a group of people, and it's been closed for months. And pray for the pastor and his family. Remember the pastors throughout the world that are struggling and suffering for the testimony of Christ. From Maryland, for deliverance and salvation from my sister from Wicca, which is witchcraft, and reconciliation to God and to me after 7 years of silence. This prayer and fast is for her. God bless you. In Maryland. From Idaho, for me and my wife, we feel like we're dead inside. Please pray that God would move by his Spirit in our family life. Sir, you don't have to be discouraged. The Lord's going to answer that cry. God hears that cry. And the scripture says if we, being evil, know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? So unashamedly ask him for the Holy Spirit tonight. Don't hold back from that. Say, Lord God, if you have to ask for forgiveness, then ask for forgiveness. But let him come and replace that emptiness that's in your heart. From Finland, pray that God would heal a 10-year-old girl who suffers from asthma. And also remember her family and their financial and employment situation. From Texas, I live with my dad and grandpa. They all drink and curse. Please pray for the Lord's help so I can go to church and be protected from this life. Alaska, from my sister Jamie. She's addicted to heroin and meth. She has kids and is often homeless. Please pray for her salvation and for help. Canada. Prayer for the baptism of the Holy Spirit for me and my whole family, and for the Holy Spirit fire to come into my family. Thank you. Again, Alaska, there's so much stress being a dad and husband, unresolved conflict from my childhood. I'm angry and explosive every day. Pray for me. Ireland, pray for my cousin who's just been put into a mental home. Emotional and spiritual healing is needed. Pray for my dad. I'd like to see him go to heaven when he dies. He's 54. Please pray. I want him to accept Jesus in his heart. From Leeds in the UK, pray because of the sudden death of our mother. Please pray for peace in our hearts, especially for our father who is aged. Denver, Colorado, please pray for our marriage. Pray for our financial situation. It has been a strain on our entire family. We are not willing to lay down and let people's lives be destroyed. I believe that as we pray, God is going to answer our prayer tonight. There's a sense, you've had it, if you've been here early tonight, you have a sense that God's about to do something miraculous in our midst. We're going to pray, we're going to believe God for families. But ask Harry Harry Vaughn, if you would come, please. He's our drummer here in the orchestra, Times Square Church, and he's going to pray. Harry's got two little children and a wife, and the Lord has given him a wonderful family, and I know he has a burden for these things. He's going to lead us in prayer. And again, one more time, just turn, join some people around you. Please lift your voice now. Lift your voice unreservedly for families. In America and throughout the world, we're going to believe God that this work of the devil that's been set against our homes is going to be destroyed. In the house of God, our families are going to be strong. Our marriage is strong and people filled with the Holy Spirit.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we lift up all of the families represented here. God, that you would begin to touch and move in houses that have been broken apart by drug addiction, by pornography, by rage. Father God, I pray right now that you would touch mothers and fathers and that you would bring forth reconciliation between those two so that the children would see that and know that there is love still in that house. God, we lift up the children that as they go through their lives, God, as they go to school and go through these streets, God, I pray that the seductive tools and tricks of the enemy will not overtake them, Father God. I pray right now that your name would be mentioned in that house every single day that they wake up during lunch and before they go to bed. God, I pray right now that you would just speak to the father. God, that you would just make him such a mighty man of God that he would tell his little girls, like I have two little girls, that they are loved, that they are appreciated, that they are more than anything that this world could possibly ask and give of them, God. I pray right now that you would just fill them with the Holy Ghost in depth. Father God, I pray that you would fill these kids in depth with the Holy Ghost. God, if the mother and father do not love these children, God, I pray that you would return their hearts to their children. God, if the children do not love their parents, that you would return their hearts to their parents and remove generational curses, God. Whether it started with the grandparents or great-grandparents, it doesn't matter. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that it ends today. God, for people represented here in New York, throughout the U.S., all around this world, God, I pray right now that you would just enter homes right now in the name of Jesus, God, like only you can do. I grew up in a single mother, a single parent home, God, and I turned out okay. God, I pray that you would give them hope where there seems to be no hope, where that you would give them love where there seems to be no love. God, I pray that you would be glorified in that situation. Give them testimonies. Give them testimonies, Father God, that they can use to minister to those who are going through tough times. God, because we understand that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So God, if we were lonely, God, I pray that you would be a friend. God, if we were hungry, I pray that you give us food. If we, whatever it is we need, if we need help with our education, God, I pray that you would provide that in Jesus' name. God, surround these people, surround these children, surround these mothers, fathers, and surround people with a godly influences, God. Bring them to houses like these, an oasis in the desert, God. I pray that you would just continue to pour into their hearts. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Tonight we want to pray for those who need a fresh touch from the Lord. Maybe you've come in dry tonight. Maybe you're streaming online with us and you're in a dry place, or you need the fire of the Holy Ghost in your heart. We're going to believe God for you tonight. Would you lift your hands all over this house? We want to pray for those who need a fresh touch. Those who are streaming online, we want to pray for you. Lift your hands to God and ask him to come fill you with his spirit right now, to send the fire of his spirit within your soul. Lord Jesus, you said in your word, we lift our voices all over this house online. We lift our voices to you. You promised in your word that you would pour your spirit out upon us, Lord, in the last days. You said you would pour out your spirit upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. Father, we're tonight coming to you, asking you for a fresh touch, believing you for a fresh touch from your spirit. Lord, we're believing you to quicken us. We're believing you to fill us. We're believing you, Lord God, to begin to animate us, to fill us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I'm reminded of that day that you were in that feast, oh God, and you extended an invitation to those, Lord, that were in that feast, oh God. Those that were tired of going through the motions. Those that were tired of just religion. Lord, those that were tired, oh God, Lord, of just the activities. God, and wanted more of you. Father, we lift our voices for those who want more of you tonight. And we're believing you for a fresh touch from heaven. We're believing you, Lord, for an anointing that will break the shackles of sin. An anointing that will break the bondages. Lord, that will break life-controlling habits. An anointing, oh God, that will break addictions. Lord, in the heart and in the mind. We're believing you, oh God, for the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, the power, the anointing to be your witnesses. You told the disciples to go and to wait for the promise of the Father. You said not many days from now, you will be endued with power from on high. We thank you for the anointing, Lord, of the Spirit that's spoken of in Joel chapter 2. You said that in the last days, you would pour out your Spirit upon all flesh. God, we're believing you for that anointing tonight. We believe you for the latter rain. We believe you for the anointing. Lord, not to cower in our schools, not to cower in our communities, no longer to cower in our workplaces. Lord, that we will not be silent, but God, we will have your power to testify of your goodness, to testify, God, of your greatness, your power to pray prayers of faith, to believe you, to tear down strongholds in our homes, to tear down strongholds, Lord, on our campuses, to tear down strongholds in our workplaces, and to see, Lord, your life and your revival not come only into our souls, but that we would be agents of deliverance in this generation for your glory. Father, we're believing you for a fire that will be shut up in our bones, that we will not be able to stay quiet, but God, that we will testify. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight. We're believing you, Lord, for you are not a man that you should lie, or the Son of Man that you should repent. We thank you for equipping us tonight. Lord, we thank you that your word promises fresh oil. We thank you for that fresh oil. Your word says you equip your ministers as flames of fire. God, we thank you, Lord, that we are your ministers. We are your hands and feet. God, animate us, fill us, glorify your name. And Father, we'll be careful to give you the praise and the glory and the honor. For thine is the kingdom and the power, both now and forever. We thank you for a fresh baptism of love for those around us that seem unlovable. We thank you for your heart. Lord, we thank you for your love. And we thank you for your presence in our lives. In Jesus' name, now give him a shout of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we receive. We receive it in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, give him a shout of praise. Give him a shout where you are online for a fresh touch.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God forever.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
glory
you.
To God forever. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. You may be seated.
Thank you, God.
Well, hallelujah. Amen. Ever since we walked into this sanctuary about 5:30 this afternoon, it was obvious that the presence of the Lord was here in a very strong way. And all through this service, I have sensed that ever-abiding presence of God. That presence that says to you, you are not alone. That presence that says, I understand where you are, and I know what you're feeling. And it's a real joy to be able to join with people from around the world by way of the internet. But let me tell you, even though you're not able to be here and sense this presence of the crowd. The absence of a crowd does not take away the presence of God. You can't find a corner on this planet where God does not occupy. There's not a dark place on this planet Earth where God is not. There are lots of people in our world who are trying to push God out of our culture, out of our society, and out of our world. But I have news for those people. You can't push someone who is everywhere out of anywhere. So God is right where you are. And what I want to share with you by way of just a few words of faith and prayer and the importance of this one-on-one relationship with God. Sooner or later, that's what prayer boils down to, a one-on-one relationship with God. And there's a beautiful parable that Jesus gives in Luke, the 18th chapter, beginning with verse number 10. And I want you to notice how this passage of Scripture draws a sharp contrast on the way two people go to prayer. Beginning with verse number 10, chapter 18, Gospel of Luke. Two men went to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. Now let me just give you a bit of background about that. The Pharisee was a person who was from a very religious sect of people. He obeyed the law. He obeyed all of the traditions and observed all of the rules and regulations. But the other man was a tax collector, a person who was seen as a thief, an extortioner, and as a traitor. A thief because he took money from people more than their taxes were due and put it in his own pocket. But besides that, he was also working for a conqueror, a foreign government who had taken over the land of Israel. So you would imagine as these two people approach God, if you were there to see them come into that temple, I would imagine most of us would have said, this person who's had experience, he's taken classes in prayer, he's practiced, he's actually gone out on the street corners to pray so people could see that he is a religious man. But verse 11, Jesus said, the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you. Now you get the idea that this is going to be a prayer of thanksgiving, because he starts it off by saying, God, I thank you. But notice what he's thanking God for. I thank you that I'm not like other men. I thank you that I'm not an extortioner. I'm not unjust. I am not an adulterer. Or I'm not even like this tax collector over here. But the Bible said he stood by himself. You get the sense that he doesn't even want to be around people, that their badness may rub off on him. But then the Bible tells us in verse 12, he says, I fast twice a week. I give tithe of all that I possess. Five times in those two verses, he uses the personal pronoun I. And he smugly steps back and thinks that his prayer is going to be answered. And then all of a sudden, another man steps up to pray in verse 13. And the tax collector standing afar off. You get this feeling that he understands that there is such a gap between him and God that he doesn't even want to draw near. He stands back, humped over in the shadows because he knows that he is a man in great need. Standing afar off, he would not so much as even raise his eyes to heaven. Quite a contrast, isn't it? The Pharisee is almost talking to God like they are personal good buddies, friends. But this man says, God, you are so magnificent, I can't even look upon you. He won't even look to heaven. But he smote his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Now, here's what Jesus says about these two people. In verse number 14, I tell you that this man, the tax collector, went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Now, it's a wonderful feeling to be here in the sanctuary and to reach out and hold hands with those standing close by us and to feel the energy and to feel the love and to feel the warmth of brothers and sisters. But I have a feeling that there are some of you who are streaming online who you didn't have somebody to reach out and take hold of by the hand. And you may feel like, if I could just get to the Times Square church and be in that wonderful congregation, I could have my prayer answered. But I just came by to tell you that God is right there where you are. All the way from Australia to Finland. And we've had requests to come in from those extremities. And some of you may feel like that you're in a position that God doesn't even know where you are, that God doesn't even see you. But what the scripture tells us is that you don't have to be trained in prayer. You don't ever have to take a course in prayer. In fact, one of the greatest prayers in all of the Bible was only three words. When Peter, the apostle, went walking on the water to meet Jesus and began to get that sinking feeling, he cried out three words, Lord, save me. Short prayers are long enough. It isn't the length of your prayer. It isn't how well you pray it. It's whether or not you pray it with sincerity. So now, as we go to prayer, for those of you who are streaming online, whatever your need may be, and some of you will not even dare to put your request online as thousands have done. But it's going to come down between you and God. It's a personal matter. Whether or not you pray to God with an open heart and with sincerity. The Bible said in the book of Psalm, in Psalm 51, and in verses number 16 and verse 17, this is the psalmist praying to God, for you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart, these, O God, you will not despise. God will not turn aside any prayer that's prayed with a contrite spirit and with a broken heart. So as we now go to prayer for whatever your need may be, whether it's family, whether it's personal, whether it's spiritual, whether it's financial, whatever it may be, it's how you approach God in this prayer that's going to matter. Don't make the mistake of comparing yourself to others. God sees you as an individual. You are made in God's image. You are a child of God. And don't try to justify yourself in God's sight, because God sees and God knows. You can't hide, so you may as well come out in the open. And don't try to convince God of how deserving you are. None of us deserve what God has given to us. But we give Him glory tonight. Would you do that? Just give the Lord glory. And as you pray, don't ask God for justice. Ask God for mercy. This is the one thing that separated these two prayers. One man told God how great he was. The other man told God how broken he was, but how great God is. And God heard the prayer of a broken heart. So now as we pray, I'm asking you to bring yourself to God right now as a needy child would bring himself or herself to a loving parent. Confess your weakness. Recognize God's strength. But not only His strength, His willingness. No, it's even more than His willingness. Recognize His eagerness to answer your prayer. God is more anxious to answer your prayer than you are for Him to hear your prayer. So right now, we're going to pray for whatever need it may be, whether it's some that you've sent in by the internet or whether it's some that you harbor in your heart. I'm asking you now, wherever you are, whether in this congregation or wherever you may be watching by internet, just to open your heart to God right now, and let's confess to God that we are standing in need of His mercy. Would you stand with me, please, and let's pray. Father God, we have seen tonight dozens of these requests that have come in from around the world. There are people who are hurting. There are people, God, who are asking for deliverance from illnesses. There are people who are asking you, God, to touch and heal their families. There are several requests, God, that have come in that have asked you to heal them, God, from their sexual addictions and from other addictions. God, we in this congregation, every single one of us, we know what it is to be delivered by your power and by your grace. And Lord, we're not boasting of anything right now within ourselves. We are saying, look upon our brokenness. Hear our cry. You see our need. And God, we are not alone. You promised to never leave and never forsake us. And now, God, wherever persons may be streaming live this website or wherever they may be seeing it, wherever, God, they are, whatever condition they are in, we are asking you right now for mercy. God, not justice. We need mercy. We need your touch, and we need you, God, to answer our prayer. And we're not ashamed, God, to admit that we are totally dependent upon you. We don't have the ability ourselves. God, if I could, there's so many of these prayer requests that I would answer. But that's not up to me. That's up to you. And we put these prayer requests in your hands right now. And we believe in the name of Jesus. And let everybody say amen and amen.
We're going to go back to prayer again as a group, especially for those tonight that are suffering from addiction. I want to read to you just four examples of this from Colorado. Please pray for me. There is so much bitterness in my heart, a resistance towards truth, and I'm addicted to smoking and I'm angry all the time. From Texas, pray for my son and daughter to be freed from their addiction to food and the use of it as a comforter. From Alaska, we have a social group that we hang around, and it always involves drinking. Most of us have become alcoholics. Pray for our salvation. Again, from Alaska, my sister Jamie, she's addicted to heroin and meth. She has kids and is often homeless. Please pray for her salvation and for help. Now, hear me on this. Before we pray tonight, there are so many texts and emails coming in concerning these things. So many addicted who know that God is that Christ is your answer. You know you need to receive the Holy Spirit. So many people have this knowledge, even though they're not walking with God, which tells me that somebody told you about this or you have a church background, one of the two. But let me just focus on this particular anonymous person from Grand Junction, Colorado. Pray for me, he or she says. There's so much bitterness in my heart, a resistance towards truth, and I'm addicted to smoking and anger. Now, all of these things are connected. Something happened in your life, and because it did, a root of bitterness got into your life. The Bible describes bitterness as a root. It goes down deep into the personality. And the scripture says it defiles the whole person. And so you see bitterness, which is the result of an unforgiveness in your heart, has made you resistant to truth, because somehow you know that if you truly pray in truth, you're going to have to forgive somebody and you don't want to forgive. And because you don't want to forgive, now you're resistant to truth, you're addicted to smoking, and which is just a symptomatic of bitterness, and angry all the time. But I think you've come to a boiling point tonight. You've had it with this dominating your life, and there's a realization that if I'm going to pray for something to be taken out of my life, something's going to have to replace it. Jesus himself told a parable, a story in the scriptures of a person who was delivered of things like this, but didn't open his or her heart to have anything come in and replace it. And so these evil things came back and they found the house as it is, just clean, and nothing had come in to replace it. And so they came back, and the end result of that person was worse than in the beginning. And so my challenge to you tonight, and everyone like this, if you want to be set free, you can't just pray for the freedom. You have to also pray for the life of Christ to come inside of you. For example, for you in Colorado, you need to pray, God, take the bitterness and unforgiveness out of me and replace it with love. And make me a kind person, make me a forgiving person, make me a loving person, as only you, God, can. As you come into my life, Jesus, and the forgiveness that's in your heart will become mine. I'll become a partaker of this life that you freely offer me. Not enough just to be free, but God tells us clearly you have to want this life that will replace it. And that's why a lot of people don't get free, because they just want freedom from what they hate, but they don't want anything to come and take its place. We can't pray that way. You have to pray, God, come into my life, and Jesus, you take me and you do whatever you want to do with me. You change me from the inside. I open my heart and I want the old out and I want the new to come in. And when you pray that, you watch. When God moves into a house, he doesn't come in to renovate. He comes in to take it over. He comes in to throw everything that's old out and bring in things that are new. If anyone be in Christ, he or she is a new creation. The old things in your life pass away. All things become new. All things become new. Old things pass away. All things become new. So it's not enough just to say, Lord, set me free. No. Set me free and then come. Occupy my life. Change me from the inside out. Make me into a person such like I'd never dreamed I could be. I've been so long in anger, I don't know how to do anything else. But you, Jesus, are the one on the cross who said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. So you come and you live inside of me and give me the strength to be that kind of a person. And my testimony will not be of myself. It will be of God who loved me, forgave me, and gave me the ability to be another person. Now we're going to join again in circles of four and five people, and I want us to pray tonight for those that are addicted. And you who are addicted tonight, No matter what it is, whether it's pornography, it's sexual addiction, it's drug addiction, it's addictions to anger, it's addiction to substances. Some people are just addicted to feeling lonely. I'm not kidding you. They're just so long in a certain condition, it's just become comfortable feeling that way. You're addicted to complaining about yourself. You're addicted to feeling poorly in your body. It's become your conversation. It's your raison d'etre. It's what you are. And you don't know how you're going to live without it. I want to challenge you, do like the beggar on the side of the road. The scripture says he threw his cloak away and he came to Jesus. He threw his old cloak away and he was a blind man. He threw it away. We in New York understand that. You leave anything on the subway, you go back 2 minutes later, it is not there anymore. Be prepared to let it go. God will take it away and he will replace it with something much better. That's how we're not just praying for your freedom tonight. We're praying that you become a brand new person in Jesus Christ. You pray that tonight. Pastor William, please come lead us in prayer. But you pray that tonight on the internet. You pray that. Listen to me tonight. You pray that. You pray that you can not only be free, but you ask Jesus to come and fill your life and change you and transform you. Say, I believe you are God. I believe you died to set me free. I believe you died to give me a new life. I'm tired of living like this. I'm tired of being angry. I'm tired of being addicted. I'm tired of being bitter. I'm tired of replaying the scenes of abuse from my past and the wrongs that were. I'm sick of this. I want it out of my life. I want to change. I want to be a brand new person in God. Now let's lift our voices together. Lift your voice tonight. And Pastor William is going to lead us in prayer.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we remember as we read the Holy Scriptures of a man who had been bound for decades, and you came to him and you asked him, do you want to be made well? Lord, in Jesus' name, we have read the requests, and so we know that there is a resounding yes. Lord, in your name, we have heard men and women say, I want to be made well. I don't want to be sick anymore. I don't want to be bound anymore. I don't want to be addicted anymore. I don't want to be oppressed anymore. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, for that man and for that woman who is saying, I am tired of being tired and I am sick of being sick. I don't want my life to be defined by addiction anymore. I don't want to find myself wandering away from my children anymore. And I don't want to find myself away from my family for days on end anymore. And I don't want to find myself sticking needles into my arms anymore and ingesting poison into my nostrils anymore. I don't want to find myself giving over to all forms of immorality anymore. I want to now learn what it is to be clean and what it is to be free. In the name of Jesus Christ, right now we come to you, O God, and we say that there needs to be a power that comes only from God, that can infiltrate every kind of oppression and every kind of deception and every kind of lie of the devil. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our prayer is that there be an infilling of the Holy Spirit. Lord, you spoke about a man whose house had been cleansed, but it had not been filled, that there was an emptiness. And as a result, that there was seven times more demons after the fact. And so we're asking God not only for cleanliness, not only for freedom from addiction. We're asking that men and women be filled with the Holy Spirit. We're asking that lives be filled with the love of God. That for everything you take away, you fill with yourself. Every addiction you take away, you cause us, as the scripture says, to be addicted to the work of God. Every foul spirit that is cast away, cause us to be filled with the Spirit of the great God. We pray for that person who is bound, that person who is possessed, that person who is oppressed, that person who is deceived, That person who cannot break away no matter how many promises they make. No matter how good the intentions are. No matter how the tears flow, no matter how the sweat flows, no matter how the blood flows. We pray for that person that the blood of Jesus Christ come in and that the healing that comes with the stripes of Jesus come in and heal, oh Jesus, from addiction. Come in and heal, oh Jesus, from oppression. Come in and heal, oh Jesus, from deception. That person who feels like they have to go to the crack house, come in and heal, oh Jesus. That person who feels that they have to go to the shooting gallery, come in, oh Jesus, and heal. That person who wobbles over to the liquor store and to the bar, come in, oh Jesus, and heal. That person who can't stay away from pornography, come in, oh Jesus, and heal. That person who cannot stay away from tobacco, come in, oh Jesus, and heal. That person who can't stay away from methamphetamines, come in, oh Jesus, and heal. That person who can't stay away from illicit affairs, come in, oh Jesus, and heal. That person who can't stay away from ungodly and heretical religions, come in, oh Jesus, and heal. We're believing you, God, because only you can do it. But you have to come in. It's not enough that you heal. You have to come in. It's not enough that you heal. You have to fill. It's not enough that you heal. You have to occupy us. God, that one who's addicted because they have not known you, come in and save. Break the bondages of devils. Break the bondages of demons. Cause your word to come in and heal, oh Jesus. For those who have professed Christ but are oppressed by the lies of the devil, Jesus, will you supernaturally, miraculously come in and heal? Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Fill everyone with the Spirit of God. Fill us to overflowing. To that man and that woman, oh Jesus, who's with us on the internet, who is saying, I've tried everything in Jesus' name. Cause them to know that it's not about our trying. It's about the work of Jesus Christ and the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit. It's about finding godly fellowship and men and women who can stand beside us and walk us through our times of difficulty. Lord, anyone who has been made isolated and separated from the fellowship of God's house, who finds himself or herself addicted because they have no fellowship, no community, who have not come under authority, and who have not made themselves accountable. God, we ask that you break down the walls of distrust. Break down the walls of partition. Break down the walls of isolation. And fill them with godly fellowship. Replace the emptiness with God's people. Replace the emptiness with accountability to spiritual authority. Replace the emptiness with the sweet communion of godly fellowship. God, we're asking you for a miracle tonight. We're asking you to break every lie. Every lie, every lie, every lie. Everything that says I can do this on my own. And we're asking for humility. We're asking for honesty. We're asking for brokenness. We're asking for dependence upon the Holy Spirit and trust in God's people. Hallelujah. Lord, we know that your hand is on the move. We know that you're saving people even now. That you're breaking addictions even now. That you're causing your name to be glorified even now. So we're going to thank you for it, oh God. We're going to believe you for it, oh God. We're going to trust you for it, oh God. We're going to give you thanks. We're going to give you praise. We're going to give you adoration. We're going to acknowledge that yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. You are a good God and one worthy to be trusted. And so we thank you and we bless you in Jesus' holy name. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Praise the Lord. We're going to take a moment to worship tonight. And for those that are online, you get to see there are 58 new believers in Christ being water baptized tonight. Now, as always in this prayer meeting, we start with prayer and we finish with freedom. And I would like to encourage you, as I always do, all over the world, to just shut your blinds right now if you're alone in your apartment and lift up your hands and dance and sing this song with us. I want you to hear some of these testimonies very, very quickly. The people that are going down in the waters of baptism tonight says, I was abandoned as a baby by my father and mother and abused. I was a drug addict, but God kept his promises to me. And tonight, this person is going down in the waters of baptism, meaning I'm putting away my old trust and my old way of living, and I'm trusting that God, by his Holy Spirit, is going to give me the life of victory that is promised by Jesus Christ. This one person says, I'm not sure where to begin. I was a teenage runaway from New Jersey for over 30 years. I survived the streets of New York City as a teen. Most recently, I was promoted to a better position on my job. My name is Vincenza. I'm 90 years old. For me, being baptized is getting closer to God and living for him. God has called me to walk with him, and I am thankful. The Lord has delivered me. This is Khalif. Has delivered me from shame, anxiety, and fear. And he's given me confidence to trust him for everything in every circumstance. He is faithful and true, and he is the redeemer of my life and of my soul. Jesus has taken the ashes of my life and has given me beauty. And I thank God for this. He's delivered me from sin and idol worship. He's restored my soul. He's the love of my life. He's taken my heart of stone and given me a heart of flesh. I called on his name and he heard me and delivered me. I've been saved from drug addiction. I had backslidden and I was consumed by worldly ways to the point of starting to not believe in the existence of Jesus. But God loves me and called me again. I know that this time something, he has a greater purpose for me to serve him. Here's the last one. For many years, I thought God was upset with me, but now I know he has truly been with me all the time. Freedom. Freedom is ours in Jesus Christ. Lay hold of it with all your heart. Sing about it, dance about it, tell your friends about it. There is freedom in Jesus Christ. Let's sing it with all our heart tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Thank God for freedom. Thank God. Thank God for freedom. Thank God for freedom. Glory to the name of Jesus. For those that are with us online tonight, please remember to tell your friends and tell your family about this meeting. And if you can't get them to join you in whatever room you're in, then have them go online themselves. Text in their prayer requests, and we would be delighted to pray with you. This is a moment, this is an hour of freedom for those who want to know God. This is a season where God's going to give us the freedom we've always, always, always longed for. What a night this is. We've been praying with people from 99 countries, and had somebody text in tonight, and they said, please pray for my dog. You saw that, right? He's in a lot of pain. I want you to know that God cares about the little things, too. He really does. My wife has a little Boston Terrier that's just a wonderful companion for her, but he's getting old and creaky like I am. And so I prayed for him about a week, 2 weeks ago. I prayed for him. I said, God, please just let her have this dog for another 5 or 6 years. He's such a wonderful friend to my wife. And the Lord cares about the little things. In the Old Testament, it says a righteous man cares about the life of his animal. He cares if he's got a righteousness of God. He, after all, God made those things, so he cares about them. So we're going to pray for you and for your little dog that God just help him. Father, thank you that you care about the little things. You care, Lord Jesus Christ, about everything that you created in this world. And everything that's important to us is important to you. And so, Lord, we thank you for that tonight. Bless this brother, O God, and answer his prayer tonight. And Father, we thank you for this wonderful prayer night we've had tonight, for the great miracles that you've done. You're the God of the great things. You're the God of the small things. You're God of all things. Thank you for the people being baptized in water tonight who are giving their lives to Christ. We give you praise and glory for this, O God. We thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. For those online, please encourage your heart by going to this website and read the answers to prayer. Go back right to the first of 280 and plus tonight. Tonight we've had, all told thus far, about 9,600 prayer requests from 99 countries. And we thank God that God is big enough to know all of them and even more and answer them. Thank you for joining us tonight. And from New York City, if we can turn the cameras around. From New York City, we just want to wave goodbye to everybody on the internet with us tonight. We love you. God bless you.